okay, I'm not going to lie. We had John Roderick in the last hour to talk about Jerry's Cafeteria, and I heard his story. Jerry's Cafeteria, a generationally owned cafeteria in Granite City, has been struggling. He says it has to do a lot with inflation, and so I wanted to help him out. We brought him in. I'm going to be there 3:30 to 5 on Tuesday, and I would love for everybody to come out and say hi and grab some food. I did not know that he was going to bring food in, and maybe I'm going to be at Jerry's Cafeteria before Tuesday. That food is so good. The mashed potatoes and the mac and cheese are freaking amazing. You guys had some of the fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah. The fried chicken was really good. You know how wings have gotten so small in most places where you order them? Those weren't wings, but they were the drummies. They were very meaty.
Yeah.
And they were good. I think they were double baked or something.
I don't know.
Right before he was leaving, he said something.
The potatoes were twice baked potatoes.
There was something else he said, though, too.
But he did say, I don't know.
Double bake the chicken.
He might have.
He didn't.
Yeah.
We're special.
No.
That
chicken was not baked.
It was perfect.
Maybe he makes it once most of the time.
Don't make presumptions about John and Jerry's Cafeteria, because whatever he's doing is exactly right.
Yeah, it was really good.
I am eating coconut cream pie. Amazing.
Yes, you are.
You?
I had two pies. I'm still eating the cherry. I ate half of Brad's pie also, which he allowed. I didn't ask.
You had half of the chocolate pie.
I didn't even consider the fact that maybe you commandeered it.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't called Brad's pie.
No.
It was the chocolate pie.
Yes.
And you kind of called it.
Half a slice. Yeah.
You want to ask us anything?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
I'm going to start with a grading of the debate last night. I have several things here, and we're going to give it on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. We're going to go around the room, so each thing is going to get 3 scores. We'll do another question, and then I'll come back and tell you what the averages of the scores were.
Say it again. 1 is the best, 5 is the worst,
God dang
vice
it,
versa. Just want to make sure.
Do you ever want 1 star or 5 stars? Do you ever want 1 piece of candy or 5 pieces of candy? Let me simplify.
I guess it depends on the candy, but if it's like sweet tarts or something, I'll just take 1. I don't want to waste
it. Frustrated.
She's like, Brad, you got the show. I'm going upstairs to watch the news.
I'm
going to
finish this pie in silence and see what happens.
So if it's Milky Way, we're going five.
Five.
Okay.
Five is good.
Okay,
five
is good. Okay.
Five.
Just making sure. And we're talking about the debate, not candy. I'm ready.
John.
5.
John Candy.
Oh. I thought you wanted me to rate John from Jerry's Cafeteria.
10 out of 10. He was great. Let's start with no audience. The rule of no audience. Brian?
4.
Brad?
I'm going to say 3.
I am going to say 5.
Okay.
Muted mics.
5.
5.
5.
That's the way I was talking with, I think, Ethan this morning, and it was evident that that's probably the way debates will be after this, because it went very well.
People criticize it, and they're like, it wasn't as much of a debate. And I'm like, if by debate you mean childish slap fight the entire time and arguing, every single time we have one of those, everybody is like, that wasn't even a conversation. That wasn't about what the American people want. That was just bickering and fighting. So knock it off. We actually got to hear from these people, and
yes,
it exposed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump had to contain himself, so I thought it was good. So fives all around.
And they could debate. That's the thing, is if somebody said something you disagreed with, you didn't have to just leave it. They would go back to it. In fact, I thought they did it too much.
It's interesting. If you watch like an Oxford debate or something like that, we've seen like Ben Shapiro and others do these. They go up, they deliver their opening statement, then they sit down. So you don't have both debaters on at the platform at the same time, and they don't interrupt usually. I mean, sometimes Nancy Pelosi yells from the crowd, but
you digress.
CNN.
I digress. 4.
I'm going to give them a 5.
I thought their questions, they did a really good job with the presentation, asking a question, stepping back, not getting involved. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was the things you just mentioned with the crowd and the mic, but I thought that some of their questions were slanted toward their side, but their presentation of them was good.
I'm going to give them a 5. And the reason why I am okay with a slanted question in a context like that is that it gives the person who's answering that question the ability to respond to something that people are hearing be phrased the same all the time over and over. So a slanted question in the hands of a objective moderator that isn't out to get somebody in a subjective way, I think is a good thing. So to me, it's kind of like gun control. It's not the question. It's who uses it how. And so I think last night, that's the way. We did not know yesterday that they were going to handle it that way. My anticipation was that it was going to be much different. I thought the overall presentation of CNN, top to bottom, it looked great. It sounded great. It was very informative. The moderator specifically.
Yeah, 4. So it's almost same reasons because go ahead.
I'm going to give them a 5. I think that, like, I know you didn't like the slanted questions. I think the questions that they asked needed to be asked. I like what Annie said, like, will you commit to the results of the election if everything is... She even said if courts, you know, after through the courts and everything, would you accept the results of election? He's like, yeah, I shouldn't have to answer that. I think that was a good way of asking the question that everybody wants to hear. Same thing with the J6 stuff. They need to ask those questions. And I like how whenever they just let the person answer, they didn't interrupt the answering of the question. They just waited. And then if they didn't like that, they said, again, the question was this. Can you answer that? I thought they did. That was far exceeded any of my expectations for them.
I'm a 4. I went in thinking it'd be a 1.
Yeah, me too.
So pretty dramatic shift there. The debate watch party at Dave and Buster's.
Man, I had a blast. So I'm going to give it a 5. The room was fun. It was respectful. Mm-hmm. Dave and Buster's did a good job. Anything we needed, they were there. You know, if we had an audio problem or whatever real quick. Oh, yeah, we'll fix that. You know, it was great.
Yeah, I give it a 5.
I'm a 5. And the room was packed.
Yeah.
We knew that we were going to have standing room only going into it. And the people who showed up, everybody was so excited to be there. Y'all show up early.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was psyched, ready to go. We had Whiskey Dickerson out there. The food was great from Dave and Buster's. They were attentive with drinks, the accommodations. Everything was great.
Yeah, that's hundreds of people packed into that overflow room that they had waitresses and waiters and bartenders just specifically for our room.
And I was bummed. If you were there last night, you understood that there's a lot of construction going on at Dave & Buster's right now. Their dining room is still open, so you can still go there, do that. You can still go do the arcade and everything. But it's about to be friggin' sweet at Dave & Buster's. And should this September 10th debate end up happening, I'm not sure if we have a deal with Dave & Buster's, so maybe I'm speaking out of turn. But if we are able to do this again and they don't have the restrictions on space due to construction, we won't have to shut off reservations. This is the thing. When you plan an event like that, we had like 5 days of open tickets, free tickets, but you had to reserve it. It was open for like 5 days and we had to shut it down because it got so full and we weren't 100% sure what kind of overflow we would have. And we were every day hearing from people like, can we get in? Can we get in? We're like, fire code.
And by then, I think a lot of that construction will be done. So it could be a pretty big event by September.
Overall enjoyment of the whole thing. Not necessarily just our production, but the debate, the experience, the culmination of everything.
I'm going to give it a 5, but it's been weird today because I feel, and I think you guys are saying this kind of in a way too. It feels like, man, that went well. Gosh, I hope that this is good for the country. You know, obviously, we're voting for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. But it's like it was almost too perfect and you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, well, that can't have been that bad, right? That can't have been exactly what we said it should have been, right? And you're like, but it was at this moment.
Yeah, I'm a 5 on that. I'm not going to look forward and worry about what could happen, but just looking back on it, the broadcast went off without a hitch. We had two gubernatorial candidates from Missouri come in and speak on the radio and talk to the people. We had, you know, a live stream that went really well with a lot of interaction. We had a great crowd, a full house. You know, we had standing room only, but I also watched people kind of rotate standing and sitting, yeah, too, which just was really cool to see.
Guys are just good people.
Yeah. So five.
It was really just Ryan. As soon as someone got up, he'd go steal their chair.
It's like the Oscars. I get paid to do that.
I am a five. I am a five so much that I will admit on the air to you, and this is going to shock you, not shock you, that when I was driving home, first of all, when we were cleaning up, I pulled up CNN on my computer, and we were listening to CNN's coverage. That's how good I felt about the night. I'm like, we got to see what they're saying. Then on the way home, I was flipping back and forth based on commercials between CNN and MSNBC to listen to it on Sirius. I hadn't taken in anything Fox News yet. I got home. My husband was at my son's baseball game, which was at 8 o'clock on Thursday, and it was a rainout reschedule. So he missed the whole debate. And I told him, like, I need to decompress a little bit because we had been working all day. And I said, but I got to take in what's going on. He's like, that's fine. So I went up, got into bed, turned on the news on our bedroom TV. He ends up coming up and crawling into bed with me. And I go, the debate was, we're going to replay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to watch the debate? He's like, I don't know. I'm going to fall asleep so fast. I said, do you care if I have it on? He's like, no, that's fine. I'll listen to it. And then he ended up watching maybe 45 minutes to an hour of it. I watched the whole debate over again.
No kidding.
And then I watched all of Fox's coverage after the debate, and I was still watching coverage at 3 a.m. when they picked up with Fox and Friends first.
Oh my gosh.
I'm an idiot. That's why I was so tired when I walked in this morning.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
But it was a five. It was a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for me. Shut up.
She's going to let that go.
Yeah. I was hoping she would.
Yeah. I am an idiot.
That doesn't surprise me. Did you catch anything the second time through that we wouldn't have known the first time? I mean, there's a room, so there's people talking and, you know.
I wanted to know. Oh, from the debate?
Yeah, from the debate.
Oh, yeah. A lot. I mean, we were playing bingo and everything last night, and I was trying so hard to listen to things and to deliver for all of that. But to be able to consume it and kind of feel the angst that existed when Joe Biden was doing Joe Biden things. And his first answer to a question, which we didn't have volume up loud enough. Initially, that's an audio issue that got fixed right away. It was a disaster. It was out of the gate. Tumble, fumble, bumble, mumble the whole time from the very beginning. And he never recovered. Mm-mm. Which takes me to the next thing. Joe Biden. 1 out of 5.
Yeah, I don't know how you could get him above a 1. It was awful.
One. And I really, honestly, I needed a 2 or a 3 from him. I needed him to be a little bit more competent so that they couldn't pull the old switcheroo.
Donald Trump.
4.
Yeah, I'm a 4 on that too.
5.
Well, for Trump, you'd say 5, but it's the same thing for Biden where you go,
it is for Trump.
No, it is Trump.
It is Trump.
What did Donald Trump need to do last night that he failed to deliver on? I understand that there are things that maybe, like, in hindsight, could have done this better, could have done that better, but where did he fail last night?
You know, people don't like some of his personality quirks. If you watch later into the debate, some of those started to come out a little bit. If he had, and not the whole time.
Like which one?
The ones where he's just wants to punch back and he's taking swings at things that you just, like, you don't really need to, but he didn't do it a lot. So that's why I gave him a 4, but he was very close. I mean, he was very close to getting a perfect score.
Yeah, I might need to change mine to a 5.
4.5?
Yeah, we'll give it a 4.5, 4.47. Yeah, 4.75.
You get
5. Let's go with a 5.
He's rounding up to the 5.
Yeah, let's go with a 5. Because, like, everything that he said, like, even his answer on January 6th, they asked him about that. He nailed it. It was a great answer. He's like, what I remember about January 6th is, and then he said, we had closed borders, or, you know, the inflation rate.
Is that similar to what I said on the air? What he should say?
No.
I need to go back and listen to what I thought
you
should
said
say.
That he should point out every single instance in the last 10 years where there are many of Democrats denying
that
election
was part
results.
Of it, but I also I got to go back and listen.
And like I also thought it was masterful how he handled the question about like prosecuting your political opponents. And the felon question, whenever Joe Biden called him a felon, he's like, well, your son's that. Can you imagine what they would have done to me if I did what you did, Joe? And then he laid out the case of what Joe did in Ukraine to protect Hunter.
Jeanette says, I keep hearing Trump lied most of the time. Since you watched it twice, what do you think? This is the play, folks. If they can claim any technicality around something Donald Trump does or says, they will make it the front page headline story. And you have watched with your own eyes and listened with your own ears Corinne Jean-Pierre tell you that your eyes deceive you and that Joe Biden is 100% hard for her to keep up with because she always says, he's the president. I have a hard time keeping up with him. Like, him being the president somehow negates everything that we would watch with our own eyes this president be incapable of doing. So when it comes to lying, like there are technicalities where he might have, you know, botched a statistic where the statistic wasn't delivered in a specific way. And I don't know all the instances. You know, I don't, there's not a single thing that I heard Donald Trump say last night that I thought was deceit. And all we get from the left is deceit. That's it. So Jeanette, for the people who are telling you that all he did was lie all the time, ask those people if Joe Biden is going to be the nominee in November and if they're going to vote for that guy who was on the stage last night. And if they say yes, how are you going to reason with those individuals who think they'd vote for a vegetable over Donald Trump? There's nothing Donald Trump would have been able to do last night to get those people to change their minds. All right, I'm going to tally up these scores, and then we'll do some other Ask Me Anything from the audience when we come back.
Sounds good.
Sound good?
It does. There are actually quite a few, so if you want to get your questions in, jump on now before we get back in from this break.
The YouTube live chat poll for today. Is Joe Biden the Democrat nominee on November 5th? Yes or no? No! I've been telling you, it's a no! Man, last night I felt like, see? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back with more Ask Us Anything on a Friday afternoon on the Annie Frye Show. Welcome back to the Annie Frye Show. So we were doing a little Ask Us Anything here. At the end of this segment, we're going to take some of your Ask Us Anything questions. I'm going to give you the scorecard for the debate last night based on our grades, 1 through 5. 5 being the best. Just easier for some to understand than others.
5 Snickers versus 1 Snicker.
Which is better?
I'll take 5 Snickers. Okay, that's best. Okay,
that's best.
I got it straight.
You guys want to start with the questions from the listeners?
Sure. I'll ask you one to start with. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Depends.
Depends. Okay, depends on if the chocolate
is in... That's not the right kind of chocolate.
I want to say dark chocolate because I like dark chocolate, but it kind of has to be... like super high quality dark chocolate for me. So I'd rather have low quality milk chocolate and high quality dark chocolate.
Mm.
What a complicated answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, high quality milk chocolate versus high quality. I mean, don't get me wrong. High quality dark chocolate is very good, but I'm a milk chocolate person.
For me, if it's high quality dark chocolate or low quality milk chocolate, I'll take milk chocolate. Because it's sweeter.
Of course.
And there's less percent cacao. The percent cacao to me is always a dead giveaway.
Stop
that I'm probably not going to like it. Next one?
Yeah, keep going. I'm doing math.
How was the coconut cream pie? Ask Quick Rick.
100% A+. It's gone.
Okay.
And this is after last night getting till, what was it like? Maybe 9:30 or 9:40. And it's like, I have forgotten completely to eat today. And you're like, I happen to have some wings right here. And I was like, I'll eat them. They were good.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Stomach, side, or back sleeper?
I like to sleep on my stomach, but I can do all of them. think I do all of them. Yeah, there are times impressive. Where I don't move. I'm a very like calm. I don't snore. I lay very still. I'm not a very floppy sleeper.
I am the exact opposite.
I bet you are.
I am
a high maintenance sleeper.
A floppy sleeper. That is a good name for it. My wife says that I look like a Muppet.
What does that mean?
Well, I asked her. I said, what does that mean? And she said, it looks as if, you know, you take your hand out of a puppet and then you just sort of throw it on the couch. You just look like whatever the puppet landed as. That's your sleeping position.
Do you sleep with your mouth hanging open?
Yes. And apparently my arms and limbs just kind of all over the place.
Weird.
I think I'm a side sleeper.
Next one from Dawn. Will Joe accept if he loses to Trump in the election in November?
He won't know. Should ask if his people will.
Okay. Will Joe's people accept a loss to Trump in November?
Yeah, eventually.
What about voters? I think somebody asked a question like that that I'll try to find here.
Joe's going to have to accept a loss to Trump before November.
Somebody asked if there, I don't know if we started, but do you think there's going to be riots if Trump wins?
Oh, yes.
No, there's not going to be riots. There's going to be a lot of whining publicly in places for people to be seen. Kind of like screaming at the sky girl in the green jacket. Is she wearing something green?
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll be back. She'll be back. I just watched the first half of Hamilton the other night with remember when I said that my husband and I looked at each other at dinner and we're like, we can't do this anymore. We have to go upstairs and close the door and watch TV because our kids were driving us crazy.
Yeah.
We watched the news and then we watched the first half of Hamilton.
Okay.
That's the end of that story.
All right.
But
did you enjoy it? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the second half.
Okay.
First
time.
Oh.
Do you know? Have you seen it?
I have not. I don't watch musicals.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, the song I was singing was from Hamilton,
yes.
Which is The Connection.
Okay. Thank you.
You're much more satisfied with the story now.
I give that answer a 3.
I didn't ask.
Very average.
Onward.
Libby asks, best and worst Trump answer from last night's debate. Anything come to mind? I mean, it's kind of a big question.
Sometimes the worst is also the best, but for other reasons. The golf thing was weird. And it was like going south and they were talking about golf and then Biden's like, I'm a 6 handicap. And Donald Trump goes, he basically was like, you were not a 6
handicap.
That's a lie. And Biden goes, oh no, absolutely. I'm an 8. Yeah. And it's like, what the hell are we doing here? But that was a lot.
He got lost in the middle of it where you go, I'm not sure what you're trying to claim, but he said something about, I was a 6. And he's, no, you weren't. Oh, I'm an 8. And vice president. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I thought that was like a low moment if you're trying to be like highbrow about the debate, but come on. That was fun. I think that the best thing that Trump did last night?
Best answer, whatever.
Do you guys have an obvious one?
I've got one I would say, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I think it was whenever Joe Biden gave his rambling answer and he goes, I don't know what he said, and I don't think he knows either. Anyway, and he moves on with his question. I thought that was brilliant.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't know if that was more of a response than maybe an answer.
I think that counts.
I think if that counts, I'm right there, too.
I'm right with you on the golf. I thought that was the lowest moment of the... I mean, it was entertaining, but I don't need entertainment out of this anymore. I want somebody who's going to run the country well. That looked like vintage, kind of petty Trump, and Biden, too, for that matter. And I was like, oh, don't go here. You've had a good job. Don't go there. But I thought the best answer... is one that this may be a talking point that I've just not picked up on. But you know how Trump, especially in 2016 when he was new to the whole thing, he was saying stuff that nobody had really talked about. The tariff stuff and NATO and some of the ways that we do business and things. He was saying stuff that other politicians just never addressed. He had one of those last night that I was like, dang, that's a great point. Nobody's saying that. He said, listen to me. If you elect this guy, or really any Democrat, for the next 4 years, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid are all going to go bankrupt. So if you want to save them, do not vote for a Democrat because they're allowing so many people to come into this country and use our social services that they're going away.
And I believe Jake Tapper followed up on that with a question about to Biden about them. It's set to be insolvent in this many years. What will you do to fix that problem? And the best answer Biden had was, I'm going to tax the rich people.
Yeah, it was just nothing. So I thought that was actually his best answer because it was one of those tracks, lines of thinking that I had not considered that he brought up. Next one. What is something you've always wanted to learn? Ooh, that's another big question.
I've said this before, but I've always wanted to be a runner. And I've been able to get myself to that point one time really well during COVID and one other time since then. But I just don't. I don't have the time to commit to doing it enough to where, because once you get into it and you're doing it, it's much easier to do. The getting into it is the hard part. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Do you have something?
I've always really wanted to know and learn to do things like practical handyman type stuff, drywall and what you just nailing things and whatever. And I'm so whenever I try to nail things, it doesn't go well. I don't know why. Even here around the office.
But, Brad.
The one thing I'd like to learn is I'd like to learn how to fly a plane. I think that would be really cool. It's one of my bucket list items. If I ever come into a windfall of cash of some sort or whatnot, I'm probably going to go take lessons and get my pilot's license. I would love to do that, and I would love to be able to own a plane. And then it's like, oh, I want to go to Gulf Shores and then just flight plan, get in my own plane, and fly there.
Do you have any desire to do that?
Fly?
In a plane, not just, you know.
Like I mean, Peter. Yeah, like super power fly, yes. Plane fly, not so much.
I have no desire to fly a plane.
I
feel like I have a certain understanding of how me trying to fly a plane is going to end.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to go well. I would say if I ever get a huge windfall of cash, I also would like to fly, but it would be by my own propulsion.
Are you going to buy that?
You get real gassy.
Oh, gosh. No, a windfall of cash turns into a plane that somebody else who's a pro flies, and I take naps in the back.
I was going to say, it turns into buying Brad flying lessons so he can fly your plane.
Okay, maybe last one if we have time. Here we go. Who will the Dems blame if they lose to Trump in November? Ask Katie.
Who will the Dems blame if they lose to Trump in November? Probably Trump.
Do you think they'll blame him for being, like, deceived? Will it still be the same thing? He's a liar. He tricked everybody. I mean, what will be the line?
I can't imagine being like, look at how much he's tricked everybody when there's, like, two networks that will even allow Donald Trump to speak for himself.
Yeah.
I think they're ridiculous enough to blame the media. They didn't cover him properly. They should have been covering his rallies so that people see how crazy he is.
They're going to blame Joe Biden. The House of Cards is coming down. And if you've watched House of Cards, do you remember how that ended? It was with the wife becoming the president.
Ooh.
I feel like I was just watching, we got a million TVs in here, and I was watching Jill Biden walk out at this rally that we played a little bit of a clip from before. She's closer to the camera than he is, and she's got the wave down, and she's got energy that she's exuding that overshadows Joe Biden. I think she's afraid of what is about to happen here. She's not only going to no longer be the first lady, she's going to be relegated to the basement of politics historically. She is a horrible first lady. She's the worst. Is there a worse first lady that you could think of? I mean, that maybe somebody who studied history is like, oh, Annie, rah, 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 rah. But I don't. I mean, nobody is looking at what Joe Biden is doing and not looking at Jill going, what is wrong with you? Like, what vile kind of person are you?
Yeah, if I had to choose worse first lady, I mean, she's way up there, but I may go with Hillary Clinton.
Dan says Hillary, but she wasn't. I mean, I would almost argue that when Bill Clinton got elected, Hillary got elected with her. She was an activist. It's like she was a known quantity. Jill Biden is doing this to the country because she wants to be the first lady. At least that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard to argue with that.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, the results of our scorecard for the debate. It's not looking too bad, guys. We'll have those and the results. Today's YouTube live chat poll. Is Joe Biden the Democrat nominee on November 5th? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to get to the results of today's YouTube live chat poll. Is Joe Biden the Democrat nominee on November 5th? Yes or no? Real quick, Ryan. No, not you. Brad, what do you think?
Thank you. I appreciate getting to go first this time. Yeah. I don't think he is.
And you've been there.
I've been there for a while. I'm there for a different reason now. So before I thought it would be something like the man is fading. I thought it would be something physical, something medically related. I think they're just going to move him on out.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Ryan?
My position on this is becoming less and less confident. I still think he's going to be the nominee.
God, I hope so.
You gave me percentages. You said you were what?
I said I used to be a 90, 95%. I'm an 80 now.
Ethan, do you have an opinion on this question?
Me and Wiggins had a conversation about this morning, and because after last night and after the panic from...
Were you able to watch the whole debate last night?
I went back and I watched probably an hour of it.
Okay.
And I saw what intrigued me so much was seeing... all over Twitter, how much Democrats were panicking about
Biden's performance.
I was like, oh my gosh, I have to watch it if like everyone's freaking out this much. Originally, just based off of that, I'm like, well, if there's a way to get him out, they're going to find a way, right? But I don't know, after my conversation with Wiggins this morning, it sounds like there's a pretty good chance it's going to be really difficult to be able to get him out. So as of now, I think I'm going to lean with he's going to be the guy for the Democratic Party.
I don't think he's going to be the nominee at all. And I don't think it's that complicated. I don't think it's difficult at all to do it. I think what it is incredibly risky. But what percentage chance do you give Joe Biden beating Donald Trump in November right now?
35.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah, I was going to say 10.
Ethan?
I would say probably around 10.
1 out of 10 chances? Yeah. In my mind, that involves something happening to Trump along the way that incapacitates him. That guy cannot beat Donald Trump. And I know people are like, oh, don't say that. Like, he can't beat Donald Trump. If you want to talk about things getting screwed around or whatever, okay. But Joe Biden is not the candidate. Joe Biden is the dream candidate to go up against if you're Donald Trump. Like, you can't even believe that this is the guy that you've got to beat. So everything that makes swapping out that nominee complicated has to also be weighed with, it's a certain loss with Joe Biden. They're not going to go with a certain loss.
Not if they think that the stakes are as high as they keep screaming about them being.
Yeah, that's my opinion. But that has been consistent for years. Real quick, I'm going to go over our scores for, we did 1 is the worst, 5 is the best. The no audience rule, we gave together collectively a 4.
Okay.
Muted mics, 5. I loved it.
Yeah.
Should always be that way in the future. We were all 5s. CNN, we gave a 4.6 out of 5 overall, which I think if we would have been looking at these yesterday before the debate and said this is what we're going to score, we would be like, this is going to be
shocked.
Great.
Yeah.
Moderators, 4.3.
Okay.
The debate party last night, 5s all around. Our overall enjoyment, 5. Joe Biden, overall, 1-1-1. So he averaged a 1.
Yeah.
And Trump was a 4.5.
Okay. I don't think that's way off of America. You know, I mean, we're 3 conservatives on a conservative talk show, but I don't really think we're skewing anything by those results.
What do you think would be the biggest disagreement out of all of those numbers from any sort of group within America? You think Trump? It's Trump, probably?
Trump.
And what's because the biggest reason? Because of the lie, people are saying?
People just predetermine him to be a certain kind of person, and breaking that facade is an incredibly difficult challenge, which is what, in my opinion, as I've been saying, what he needs to do to have a resounding, too big to rig victory in November. Wouldn't you say? I've heard a lot of people talking very complimentary towards CNN and Data Bash and Jake Tapper.
I have too. I have not heard Trump changed the narrative on Trump from last night. I don't think he did a bad job, though.
I think he did.
But I don't hear... What I wanted to hear was people in the middle go, he was a little different. I haven't really heard that.
That sort of change for somebody that has that much vitriol toward him, that's going to take some time. You're not going to hear that in the day after. I have heard negative things from CNN about CNN, but it hasn't been from the conservative side. Like, I've seen tweets of people on Twitter, like, you cannot, like, these moderators are ridiculous. I don't care about neutrality. You can't let him get away with this sort of thing. At some point, truth matters more than neutrality and blah, blah, blah. So I have seen that. I think there might be a little bit of disagreement, but it ain't going to be the kind of disagreement that you would expect.
I think that we are fully loaded against Trump as a society. And every time that Trump gets up like this, he gets to take rounds out of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have taken a round out of the chamber. He certainly didn't put any more in or fire his own. He didn't shoot himself in the foot at all.
No, not at all. One of the things that I think, if you're talking about taking rounds out of the chamber, he did very well of saying, look, you guys know that you just can't beat me fair and square. So you're trying to come at me with all your lawfare. I thought that was, it's pretty much all he said. He didn't go deep on it. That's all he needed to say.
His best attribute on this debate was the rope-a-dope. He didn't get in Biden's way. He didn't seem real bombastic. He would say his piece, and then he would just step back. Like, his biggest squabble that I saw was whenever he squabbled about golf. I was like, okay, I'll take that. I mean, if you would have told
it's
me
funny
that.
Funny to me that was like, specifically offensive to Donald Trump.
Oh my gosh, that was like the one thing that made him lose it. Yeah. Oh, it was the funniest thing. I mean, he like starts leaning over, laughing.
You kidding
out of
me?
Everything, he was called a sucker, a loser, yep. And then he says 6 handicap, and Donald Trump can't breathe.
There was a literal line in there. We were talking about bingo cards, and we were trying to keep up with everything last night. And I did not have sex with a porn star on the bingo card. He handled when Biden went there, Trump handled that so well. I kept saying in the back of the room at Dave and Buster's when Biden was just getting nasty, I kept going, stay.
Yeah.
Stay. Yeah. Easy. Stay. Hold. You're doing great. Stay. Heal.
Oh, you know, there was a bit that we talked about last night at that same time that we didn't end up doing today. There's still a minute left.
The idea.
Starting everything that you would say that I was going to come back with. The idea. That was the first two words out of Joe Biden's mouth every single time.
Sometimes multiple times in a row.
Yeah.
Word just constantly changed that was after that. But I mean, even I noticed that this morning. I talked to Ryan about that this morning. I mean, it was flabbergasted, unbelievable, unacceptable. It was funny. It's very, his voice too is very, so fragile.
All of his tics, all of his crutches, and we all have them. If there is ever, if the studio is burning down in here and nothing is functioning, and my job is to pretend like everything is okay, but it's not okay, so you would say a mostly peaceful broadcast.
Fiery.
I will go back and listen to coverage of that, and I will find all of my crutches because it's the things that I say when I'm not thinking about what I'm saying because I'm paying attention to other things. Joe Biden has a lot of things he's saying when he's not thinking, because he's not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard that over and over and over again last night. I can't imagine being his wife watching that happen. And then having the balls to go out there and be like, you finished all the questions. Hooray. Like psychopath lady. No, nobody is there with you on that.
Those are some serious Jill balls she's got.
Dr. Balls to you.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
It is your bad. The YouTube live chat poll. This Joe Biden being the nominee, when we first started asking this, was a yes. It was a majority yes, right? Mm-hmm. And the last few times we've done it, it's tilted a little bit in my favor of the no.
Ooh.
We have 292 votes on today's poll. 70% of you say no.
Oh, you all, wait and see. Wait and see.
Ryan, I want you to be right for once.
Okay. We agree.
thank you for being with us. today. We appreciate it. The opportunity to broadcast to you every day is a gift to us, and we're blessed to be with you. And consider coming to see us at Jerry's Cafeteria on Tuesday, 3:30 to 5. I don't get anything out of it except for an amazing lunch. That food was so good. Jerry's Cafeteria next Tuesday. Mark Rudin here next. So the results of today's YouTube live chat poll: is Joe Biden the Democrat nominee on November 5th? Yes or no? Real quick, Ryan. No, not you. Brad, what do you think?
Thank you. I appreciate getting to go first this time. Yeah. I don't think he is.
And you've been there.
I've been there for a while. I'm there for a different reason now. So before, I thought it would be something like the man is fading. I thought it would be something physical, something medically related. I think they're just going to move him on out.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Ryan?
My position on this is becoming less and less confident. I still think he's going to be the nominee.
God, I hope so.
You gave me percentages. You said you were what?
I said I used to be a 90, 95%. I'm an 80 now.
Ethan, do you have an opinion on this question?
Me and Wiggins had a conversation about this morning, and because after last night and after the panic from...
Were you able to watch the whole debate last night?
I went back and I watched probably an hour of it.
Okay.
And I saw what intrigued me so much was seeing... all over Twitter, how much Democrats were panicking about
Biden's
performance.
Yeah.
I was like,
know.
Oh my gosh, I have to watch it if like everyone's freaking out this much. Originally, just based off of that, I'm like, well, if there's a way to get him out, they're going to find a way, right? But I don't know. After my conversation with Wiggins this morning, it sounds like there's a pretty good chance it's going to be really difficult to be able to get him out. So as of now, I think I'm going to lean with he's going to be the guy for the Democratic Party.
I don't think he's going to be the nominee at all. And I don't think it's that complicated. I don't think it's difficult at all to do it. I think what it is incredibly risky. But what percentage chance do you give Joe Biden beating Donald Trump in November right now?
35.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah, I was going to say 10.
Ethan?
I would say probably around 10.
1 out of 10 chances?
Yeah.
In my mind, that involves something happening to Trump along the way that incapacitates him. That guy cannot beat Donald Trump. And I know people are like, oh, don't say that. Like, he can't beat Donald Trump. If you want to talk about things getting screwed around or whatever, okay. But Joe Biden is not the candidate. Joe Biden is the dream candidate to go up against if you're Donald Trump. Like, you can't even believe that this is the guy that you've got to beat. So everything that makes swapping out that nominee complicated has to also be weighed with, it's a certain loss with Joe Biden. They're not going to go with a certain loss.
Not if they think that the stakes are as high as they keep screaming about them being.
Yeah, that's my opinion. But that has been consistent for years. Real quick, I'm going to go over our scores for, we did 1 is the worst, 5 is the best. The no audience rule, we gave together collectively a 4.
Okay.
Muted mics, 5. I loved it.
Yeah.
Should always be that way in the future. We were all 5s. CNN, we gave a 4.6 out of 5 overall, which I think if we would have been looking at these yesterday before the debate and said this is what we're going to score, we would be like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Moderators, 4.3.
Okay.
The debate party last night, 5s all around. Our overall enjoyment, 5. Joe Biden, overall, 1-1-1. So he averaged a 1.
Yeah.
And Trump was a 4.5.
Okay. I don't think that's way off of America. You know, I mean, we're 3 conservatives on a conservative talk show, but I don't really think we're skewing anything by those results.
What do you think would be the biggest disagreement out of all of those numbers from any sort of group within America? You think Trump? It's Trump, probably?
Trump.
And what's because the biggest reason? Because of the lie,
people
are saying?
People just predetermine him to be a certain kind of person, and breaking that facade is an incredibly difficult challenge, which is what, in my opinion, as I've been saying, what he needs to do to have a resounding, too big to rig victory in November. Wouldn't you say? I've heard a lot of people talking very complimentary towards CNN and Data Bash and Jake Tapper.
I have too. I have not heard Trump changed the narrative on Trump from last night. I don't think he did a bad job, though.
I think he did.
But I don't hear... What I wanted to hear was people in the middle go, oh, he was a little different. I haven't really heard that.
That sort of change for somebody that has that much vitriol toward him, that's going to take some time. You're not going to hear that in the day after. I have heard negative things from CNN about CNN, but it hasn't been from the conservative side. Like, I've seen tweets of people on Twitter, like, you cannot, like, these moderators are ridiculous. I don't care about neutrality. You can't let them get away with this sort of thing. At some point, truth matters more than neutrality and blah, blah, blah. So I have seen that. I think there might be a little bit of disagreement, but it ain't going to be the kind of disagreement that you would expect.
I think that we are fully loaded against Trump as a society. And every time that Trump gets up like this, he gets to take rounds out of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have taken a round out of the chamber. He certainly didn't put any more in or fire his own. He didn't shoot himself in the foot at all.
No, not at all. One of the things that I think, if you're talking about taking rounds out of the chamber, he did very well of saying, look, you guys know that you just can't beat me fair and square. So you're trying to come at me with all your lawfare. I thought that was, and it's pretty much all he said. He didn't go deep on it. That's all he needed to say.
His best attribute on this debate was the rope-a-dope. He didn't get in Biden's way. He didn't seem real bombastic. He would say his piece, and then he would just step back. Like, his biggest squabble that I saw was whenever he squabbled about golf. I was like, okay, I'll take that. I mean, if you would have told
me that. It's funny to me that was like, specifically offensive to Donald Trump.
Oh my gosh, that was like the one thing that made him lose it. Yeah. Oh, it was the funniest thing. I mean, he like starts leaning over, laughing.
You kidding
out of
me?
Everything, he was called a sucker, a loser, yep. And then he says 6 handicap, and Donald Trump can't breathe.
So funny. Yeah. There was a literal line in there. We were talking about bingo cards, and we were trying to keep up with everything last night, and I did not have sex with a porn star on the bingo card. He handled when Biden went there, Trump handled that so well. I kept saying in the back of the room at Dave and Buster's when Biden was just getting nasty, I kept going, stay.
Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah. Easy.
Stay. Hold. You're doing great. Stay. Heal.
Oh, you know, there was a bit that we talked about last night at that same time that we didn't end up doing today. There's still a minute left.
The idea.
Starting everything that you would say that I was going to come back with. The idea. Because that was the first two words out of Joe Biden's mouth every single time.
Sometimes multiple times in a row.
Yeah.
The word just constantly changed that was after that. But I mean, even I noticed that this morning. I talked to Ryan about that this morning. I mean, it was flabbergasted. Unbelievable. Unacceptable. It was funny. It's very, his voice too is very, oh man, so fragile.
All of his tics, all of his crutches, and we all have them. If there is ever, if the studio is burning down in here and nothing is functioning, and my job is to pretend like everything is okay, but it's not okay. So you would say a mostly peaceful broadcast.
Fiery.
I will go back and listen to coverage of that, and I will find all of my crutches because it's the things that I say when I'm not thinking about what I'm saying because I'm paying attention to other things. Joe Biden has a lot of things he's saying when he's not thinking, because he's not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard that over and over and over again last night. I can't imagine being his wife watching that happen. And then having the balls to go out there and be like, you finished all the questions. Hooray. Like psychopath lady. No, nobody is there with you on that.
Those are some serious Jill balls she's got.
Dr. Balls to you.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
It is your bad. The YouTube live chat poll. This Joe Biden being the nominee, when we first started asking this, was a yes. It was a majority yes, right? Mm-hmm. And the last few times we've done it, it's tilted a little bit in my favor of the no.
Ooh.
We have 292 votes on today's poll. 70% of you say no.
Oh, you all, wait and see. Wait and see.
Ryan, I want you to be right for once.
Okay. We agree.
Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it. The opportunity to broadcast to you every day is a gift to us, and we're blessed to be with you. And consider coming to see us at Jerry's Cafeteria on Tuesday, 3:30 to 5. I don't get anything out of it except for an amazing lunch. That food was so good. Jerry's Cafeteria next Tuesday. Mark Reardon here next.